This is the Texas Standard.
2 years ago, pandemics were on the mind of top Texas state healthcare officials. A panel was tasked with prepping Texas for such an event, but by the time the group met again, it was March and too late. Texas was now bracing for impact. Of the nation's more than 200,000 coronavirus deaths, Texas has seen almost 16,000. So what happened? Here to talk about that, John Tedesco. He's one of the investigative reporters behind the Houston Chronicle's new series Exposed, which lays out just how flat-footed Texas was when COVID-19 hit this year and how that came to be. John, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Take us back to 2018 and this panel I mentioned. Were they asking the right questions back then?
They were asking the right questions. The problem is nothing much happened after that. They didn't meet again, even though they had planned to. And, you know, in the meantime, federal funding that could help states prepare for pandemics was plummeting. You know, fast forward to 2020 and the coronavirus hit and we were unprepared for it.
Well, now, what about ventilators and face masks? Questions about were there enough epidemiologists? Were those sorts of questions front and center when that panel first met? And if so, why weren't there the face masks, for example?
Well, those questions were asked. And, you know, one of the surprising things that we learned in this project was that there were a lot of people saying that we needed to make investments in those kinds of supplies to be ready for a pandemic. Those warnings, you know, there was spending, but the amount of funding dropped and, you know, our supplies, as we saw, wasn't enough to go around when a real pandemic struck Texas. And that's why we saw so many shortages back in March and April.
But how did that happen? I mean, one of the issues that your story points to is this issue of this state's funding from the federal government, now less than half of what it was in 2007. How was that possible when the state itself was seeing the possibility of a pandemic back in 2018?
Yeah, that's the main problem. And I think it speaks to, you know, where priorities are from policymakers. I think it speaks to short-term memories. You know, our story detailed how there were past pandemics such as H1N1, and there was an outbreak of Ebola, where there were some lessons that were learned, and those lessons were that we weren't really ready even for those milder outbreaks. And, you know, I think what happens is officials move on to the next thing, and they think that the past crisis is dealt with, and, you know, we don't prepare for the next crisis.
But here's an interesting thing. The Texas Division of Emergency Management is a relatively new standalone agency. It grew out of DPS and the governor's office. And yet, despite having this centralized point, it appears that there was not good workflow between cities and states and regions when it came to determining, for instance, who exactly was in charge. Has that been determined even yet?
There was a bill that a Texas lawmaker tried to pass to try to address that issue. This was back in 2015 when a state senator filed a bill to try to create a point person to deal with this. That bill did not pass. You know, you mentioned the Texas Division of Emergency Management. It ended up having to spend nearly $1.6 billion. It placed $1.6 billion in orders for PPE in this crazy spending spree. Now, some of those orders were canceled because some products were not legitimate and some vendors flaked out and didn't supply what they wanted to supply. But the situation was unprecedented, and prices were being driven up because so many people needed protective equipment.
It's a story of how Texas got caught off guard even though they anticipated a pandemic. It's being reported by an investigative team at the Houston Chronicle. John Tedesco is part of that team. We'll link to their latest, texasstandard.org. John, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.